This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday the 13th. Huh. Today's Friday the 20th. We are two-thirds of the way through the month of March, and I think under the circumstances, Jennifer always says to me here on the DJV program, don't do that, Taggy, because it makes time go by so fast. Well, maybe what we want in this circumstance is for time to go as fast as it can to get us through what it is that we're doing. It's like being in a zombie film. That's kind of what, I've never been in a zombie film, but that's what I'm thinking.
We're in one right now.
We're in zombie land. One way or the other. It's a new world order, if you will, or it certainly is a new feeling for all of us. So this is all virus pretty much all of the time. We'll find the good, the bad, hopefully not too much ugly in this. Jennifer Horn on the DJV program, along with Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is in the studio in Washington. I'm traveling across the country to get from the West Coast to the East Coast without getting caught. And I think if I were there today, I would. If I hadn't gone by now, I would certainly go today because of the new rules in California. Jennifer, you want to explain? Or are they really new? What's new under the guise?
They're not actually newer than what we were supposed to already be doing. At least, maybe for the state of California, it's new. But for people who are in L.A. City or L.A. County, since Sunday and Monday, we've been under this order to just really go back and forth between work. Restaurants had to close. Bars had to close. Gyms had to close. Restaurants could only be available for takeout or delivery. Now they're doing, instead of, it's just so funny. I don't mean to say funny, haha, but ironic. A couple of days ago, there was a rumor that L.A. would go on a shelter-in-place order, like you hear Mayor Bill de Blasio say he wants to put New York under, and some of the Bay Area cities and Palm Springs all in a shelter-in-place order. And the mayor said, no, we're not doing that. That's not under my watch. We're not doing a shelter-in-place. So yesterday, he came out, and instead of doing a shelter-in-place, did a safer-at-home order, which requires people to do exactly what shelter-in-place is. He had asked 10 million people to stay home. He asked most businesses to close. It wasn't mandatory, certainly, but most businesses are supposed to just stop working. So the stuff that is still going to stay open, laundromat, plumbers, electricians, auto repair shops, public transit will still stay open, medication supplies, pharmacies, grocery stores, restaurants for delivery and takeout.
In other words, everything that was open yesterday
before,
is open today.
Right, yeah. But this is just a step up, essentially, I guess, to show that they're just a little bit more serious. So, for instance, in my business, which we do consider to be a media company, the company, Doug, that you and I work with, we are trying to, we're going to allow our employees, if they can, do some of their stuff from home to do as much as they can from home. But obviously we can't shut the doors, so we're going to just kind of operate on even more skeleton crew than we already were. But we'll allow people to work from home if they can and when they can. But other than that, there's not going to be any more different changes. I'm still going to have to go to my job to do a morning show. I'm still going to be here, and I'll still be going to my day job. But for many Angelinos, this was a step up of where we were a couple of days ago. So,
all right, so let's go to the East Coast now.
And by the way, then they extended it for the whole state, I should say. That was L.A. City and L.A. County. Pasadena and Long Beach had this press conference. Literally, that went off the air, and then the California governor came on and said that he was extending those orders to everybody else in the state.
All right, so what's changed in New Jersey in the last 24 hours where you are, Victoria?
Nothing in the last 24 hours. Just, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but it's kind of making national news now. It's a really heartbreaking story of a family in New Jersey. The 73-year-old mother died from coronavirus, and before she died, she didn't even know that her two oldest children, a son and a daughter, had also already died from it. And this is a big family. This woman had 11 children, and so now 20 of them have all been infected. They are under quarantine, and they all gathered together for the traditional Sunday Italian dinner, and that's how this all spread. And I guess when the news first started, they didn't realize that they probably shouldn't be gathering. And at the time, obviously, we were, you know, people were saying, don't go to concerts, don't, you know, gather with in places with more than 250 people. So their family gathering probably didn't seem like it was dangerous at all. But the add-on to this is, I don't know if you guys remember, but at the beginning of the week, I mentioned that a client of my father's has coronavirus and he's in his 50s. He died, and he's actually part of this family. And I just found out that little detail last night, which is horrible. So the two siblings of this woman, children of this woman, were only in their 50s. And who knows? The rest of the family now seems to have it. So obviously, everyone in New Jersey is kind of rocked by this story that it happened so quickly, and it happened to just one family in one cluster. So I think it's a bit of an eye-opener for people who still don't believe that this is something serious and still don't believe that, you know, staying in away from people and social distancing is important.
If you, by the way, I'm changing it. Social distancing doesn't work for me. I don't like that term. Physical distancing is really what we're aiming for. Social distancing implies, for me anyway, that we're trying to stay away from, we're not communicating with people, we're not around in a general universal sense. What the real physical distancing is what we're talking about. And so in terms of what you just said, Victoria, if you look at what's going on in Florida, the these kids, the arrogance of these damn kids. I mean, who the hell do they think they are? I guess maybe that's under the
circumstances. Well, it's also, who do they think they are? That's one thing. But where are their parents?
That's the question,
And the thing that really, really bugs me is, I don't know if you guys saw this, but this one quote from this one jackhole, Brady Sluder, and I'm calling him out by his name because he was dumb enough to give his name to Reuters, and he said, quote, if I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. He goes to Ohio State, so now when he leaves Florida and leaves spring break, he's going to take his germs and go back to Ohio, be around a whole new cluster of people, and spread it. And that's what every one of these spring breakers is going to do. They're going to go back home to wherever they live and spread it to their parents and grandparents. And this is why the beaches should have been shut down. This was like a scene from Jaws. The mayor refusing to shut the beaches down. They should have shut the beaches down a while ago. But the governor, obviously, didn't want to give up the revenue. And so this is where we are now. It's a mess. Florida is going to be the next outbreak state.
Yeah, not a good place for
and with all the elderly in Florida, as it is.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's it.
It's crazy.
I'm driving through Ohio today, and I'm going to go faster so I don't
get... Yes, because Cody, Brady Sluder's there, so Cody go faster.
How are you in Florida? Weren't you in Illinois yesterday?
No, I said Ohio. I'm driving
to Ohio.
Ohio.
Oh, sorry.
I was
zigzagging across the country.
I was in Oklahoma City.
To be the best use of your time.
Yeah, I was in Oklahoma City yesterday morning at this time. I'm in South Central Illinois, actually in the town or next town. This is actually a town where there are hotels and stuff. My grandparents, my mother was born in Belleville, Illinois, which is west of here, just on the other side of St. Louis, and she lived in Ashley, which is the town next to where I am, Mount Vernon, Illinois. So I'm going to go see. I've been through here for a number of years to pay my respects to my grandparents, who on my mother's side I quite liked, especially my grandfather, and so I'll go to the cemetery, and there are 147 people buried in the cemetery. That's it. And go through the town. It'll take me about 15 minutes, and then I'll just move on and drive fast through Ohio so that I can be in New York State by tonight and not worry about what this nut bird is bringing back to Ohio. All right, so, Carrie, your turn. What's it like in Washington? And I really, you know, the headlines, lawmakers may consider remote voting. Who cares?
Let's talk about how many of them all sold off their stocks before.
I was just reading about Richard Burr.
Yeah. And Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah, all of these people who were like, oh, yeah, it's not as bad as it seems. And then behind the scenes, they're selling off over $1 million.
Phony, phony, phony.
I hope they all go to jail. Martha Stewart had to go to jail. jail for this exact thing. So why can't they? And you could even make the argument that Martha didn't even have the intel that these people have. So let's hope that the justice system is equal here with everybody, and that everybody who did this should go to jail, cupcake prison, just like Martha had to, for insider trading.
Good. That's a good idea. Clean out some of these cons. Hopefully Chuck Schumer sold some stock so he can go. We can get rid of him. All right. So, Kara, other than that foolishness, what else is going on? What's real life like around the nation's capital for you driving around? You have to go into the studio. You can't do this stuff from home.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is I've been surprised. I drive through a really beautiful park every day to get to work, which is...
Yeah, it is a beautiful park. Rock Creek Park. Great.
But the thing that's been kind of odd is the weather has been nice, and, you know, people are trying to get out of their houses because they've been working inside all day, and there are a ton of people in the park every day.
Defeats the purpose.
And some of it is okay. You know, it's bike riders who are not really interacting with anyone else. That's okay. Some people just walking and hiking, they're not with anyone else. That's okay. And I guess, you know, if you're hiking with someone that you live with, or, you know, your husband or something like that, you're already going to have shared all of your germs. But once you get all of those people together, like I had passed a group of five people just standing really close to each other talking. And I don't know. It's kind of frustrating because... It's like here I am basically just going straight to work, cleaning everything off in the studio every morning, multiple times during the show, and then just going straight home again after that. I'm doing workouts through Instagram Live, so I'm not going out and socializing with anybody. And that's kind of what all of my friends are doing, too. I mean, I've had multiple, like, Skype chats with friends, with my family this week, because none of us are hanging out in person. And then it's a little frustrating to drive by all of these people who are completely disregarding that. And I'm sure, you know... All of them will say, if social distancing doesn't work, then they'll say, oh, see, that's why I didn't do it, because it doesn't work anyway. And, well, the reason why it doesn't work is because all of these people are still going outside and socializing and going to Florida for spring break. And, like, obviously it's going to keep transferring if all of these people keep going out and socializing. So
The next three weeks, every expert has said, the next 3 weeks are going to be critical. Because that's going to show us the real number. As more people get tested, we're going to find out the real numbers of how many people actually have it, and we're going to find out if social distancing, physical distancing, whatever you want to call it, if that's actually working to flatten the curve. We keep hearing about that term, flatten the curve.
Flatten the curve.
We've got 3 weeks, really, to see if this is going to work or not. Or then we're in it for 18 months is the other option, which is a disaster.
That'll be the end of the economy as we know it, and the end of the world, literally, the end of the world as we know it. If this lasts for 18 months without some sort of break, it'll break everything and everybody, and it will be the new world order. It will. It's not.
Do you know what you're going home to in Massachusetts? Is everything on lockdown there?
No. Well, I don't know. The farm's not on
lockdown. Should be. That Biogen company... That spread a lot. Yeah, there are people in New Jersey who were in that conference who now have coronavirus.
Yeah, well, I'm not. The farm's not locked down, so that's. I'm going to start serving ice cream at a distance when we get home next week. We're going to open up the ice cream bus and take orders from people. They can't get out of their cars, but they can come for an ice cream if they want, and they can't walk around the farm. But
you can drive around the farm, right?
Yeah, well, except you get stuck in the mud, but you can stay on the roadway if you want to look around. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow wants to help you keep your home and your health and your sleep routine healthy as could be. This is a time when you can buy something that will help protect you through all of this stuff. The old pillows, toss them because you can't make sure that they're clean. With MyPillow, you wash them, you dry them, you use them, and you feel comfortable that you are protecting yourself and your family. So get them for every room, every bedroom in the house. But you can get MyPillows for every room in the house because there are all kinds of pillows, and they're all on sale. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and enjoy the safety, the security, the warmth. It's cuddle time. You know, are you practicing physical distancing at home? I guess some people are. But if you aren't, and you want to be comfortable and cozy and cuddling in bed, get the safe pillows. MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free. Use the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Music news, as you might imagine. So let's get at it here on the DJV program with 23 and change after the hour this Friday with Jen Jen and Victoria, Kara, Doug, you, and the folks at ACM, the Academy of Country Music, on Thursday announcing that the ACM presents our country in place of the award show. They're going to do something different. They put it off. The original show was put off, I think we said, till September, right? That was done. I think we talked about that on Monday or Tuesday. So this is a new special broadcast, which is aiming for the first Sunday in April from 8 to 10 on CBS. That's local time. Fans are going to see some of their favorite stars deliver at-home acoustic performances. This will be interesting. Through video chat and watch clips of some of the most memorable moments in the ACM Awards 55-year history. To help give back, ACM presents Our Country Will include a charitable component to it. List of participating artists are going to be announced, I guess, in the next week or so. The 55th annual ACM Award Show was scheduled to take place in Las Vegas, but concerns, obviously, about the corona thing have led to it being postponed. The show now takes place in September at a date, time, and venue to be determined. That's what the official website at the Academy of Country Music says. So, it is like everything else. Take a number and just let's keep moving. Speaking of moving, here's Lizzo and Stevie Nicks and Gwen Stefani and a bunch of other artists, actually, signing a letter asking the president and the treasury secretary to provide financial relief to the music community and ease the existential threat posed by the pandemic. I wonder how that's going to go over. I noticed yesterday when he was talking about who's going to get a bailout, there was a press conference going on, I think, when I got off the air, and then I watched it for a little while, and one of the reporters asked Trump if the airlines, the cruise lines, the hotel industry, and Boeing were going to get a bailout, and he said, well, the airlines, the cruise lines and the hotels are going to get a bailout. Didn't say a word about Boeing.
Why would Boeing specifically even warrant a bailout.
Well, under the circumstances?
Yeah.
Well, what? Yeah, no. Anyway, so the letter that they sent to congressional leaders, the folks who are musicians, asks support for the hundreds of thousands of people whose livelihoods depend on music. That's true of a lot of people in L.A., certainly in Nashville, New York to a lesser extent.
No, that's not true. It's all the unions of stagehands, all of Broadway. I have a lot of friends who are out of work now who work in the music industry and the touring industry. It's a disaster. There's just no relief in sight. Nothing's going to happen anytime soon.
I said that for all of the people, the places I was just talking about.
Well, you said to New York a lesser extent. It's actually a lot more in New York than Nashville or other places. It's more concentrated.
Okay. I won't argue the point. The letter says that the virus has wreaked havoc on the live music industry. It has major tours, festivals, Coachella, South by Southwest. They're canceled or postponed, certainly. This is affecting everybody. Everybody's going to get, what is it, $1,200? I don't know what that's going to do. It'll help buy groceries and stuff. How do they get
a couple of times, though.
Yeah. How do you get
$1,200
more than
once
to the homeless?
What does that even do?
I don't know. I think you have to be a taxpayer to get it, actually.
Yeah, I think you have to file the tax return in order to get one. Yep, that's how it's going to work. All right, other artists on this letter, John Mayer, Maren Morris, Dave Matthews, Lionel Richie, Little Big Town, Mark Ronson, Meghan Trainor, Sheryl Crow, the Doobie Brothers, Tim McGraw, Joe Walsh, Don Henley, Def Leppard, Idina Menzel. The concert business is as drastically and negatively impacted as the airlines and hospitality industry. That's true. So why should they separate out? I don't think they should at all.
I think it's right for them to point out it's a lack of media attention. Because no one is talking about... I think it's right that the letter pointed out that this is due to a lack of media attention for... Everyone's talking about the airlines and the hospitality industry, but no one's talking about the music industry.
This is a big industry.
The production teams, the crews, the lighting, all of the... It's so much more than just whoever's on the stage.
Yeah, every business is being affected by this. Everything. There's nothing that's not being affected by this. It just is across the board.
Even the ones who are still open.
Yeah, right. All right, so more food for thought here on the DJV program at 28 and change past the hour, Friday morning.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump telling the nation most of the people infected with coronavirus getting better. The president speaking in the briefing room at the White House and then taking a meeting over at FEMA.
We're poised to come back very, very fast, but we have to get rid of this.
More than 11,000 people infected here in the U.S. that we know of. More than 150 people have died in our country. Other coronavirus headlines this hour, a new warning from the State Department telling
Americans abroad to come back to the United States or face getting stuck. And other well-known people who have the coronavirus now, ESPN reporting New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton, the first person in the NFL community to test positive. And Prince Albert II of Monaco, the son of the late actress Grace Kelly, also testing positive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The hour, Friday, March 20th, here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all of you. I'm going to spend a moment before we get to some people in the news talking about explain why this is different. I've been asking the question. Some listeners have responded to me with a way to maybe unwrap the confusion. I've asked why this is a bigger deal. I'm not sure this answers it, because still a number of people who are affected at this point is rather minimal in comparison to some of the other things that we've talked about, including seasonal flu. But it apparently has to do with RNA sequencing. That is your genetics. Seasonal flu is an all-human virus. The chains that make up the virus are recognized by the human immune system. That means that your body has some immunity before it comes around every year. You get immunity a couple of different ways, through exposure to the virus or getting a shot. Novel viruses come from animals, and the World Health Organization tracks some of these viruses in animals, sometimes for years and years and years. We don't know about it, but they're watching the mutations that are taking place all the time. These viruses transfer from animal to animal, that is, pigs, remember the H1N1, and the bird flu, remember that? The birds also carried the Spanish flu that killed all those people 100 years ago. But once one of the animal's viruses is mutating, starts to transfer from the animal form to human form, and actually we're animals ourselves, then the problem begins. Because we have no natural or acquired immunity. The RNA sequencing of the genes inside the virus is not human, and the human system doesn't recognize it, so we can't really fight it off very easily. Sometimes the mutation only allows transfer from animal to human. For years, its only transmission is from an infected animal to a human. It was like the mad cow. Remember mad cow disease?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And doesn't this sound like mutated? Something that could be very easily weaponized?
Well, I think that's what we were dealing with here.
Yeah, with this information here,
those lying bastards in elite China, those are... Go ahead.
And people, I've been told so many times, don't even say that, because... But this is
what?
I think we all agree, and, you know, when that happens, it's very special. But well, we all agree that these people who blew the whistle on the Wuhan virus and said that it was being worked on in a lab and that it was released either purposely or by accident, those two people ended up dead in within a few hours of making that statement from about the Chinese government. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how people are getting so flipped out about the fact that they're saying that even Trump is saying the China virus. Now, everybody for the first month, including all the media outlets, CNN and everybody, they were calling this the China virus, the Wuhan virus, because that's where it was from. Right. So maybe because you're not calling it China and the president's calling it Chinese, that's insinuating that it somehow has a racial component to this. But I don't understand.
Well, I don't think he should say that. I think he should go by the clinical name, because this is causing... There are elderly Chinese people who have been attacked in L.A. There have been Chinese people who have been attacked already in New York City. Random people.
You know what?
We know how stupid Americans can get when it comes to racism. You know, I mean, we know at any time that there's an attack of terrorism, people go out and start beating up anybody wearing a turban, and they're Indian, not even Muslim. And we know how stupid Americans get.
I know you guys know this, but just to put it out there again, the Chinese government said that the U.S. military was the ones that actually brought the virus into the country. And China kicked out our journalists and then accused us of being the ones to bring the virus into that country. And that's when Trump really started saying, it's the China virus, it's the China virus, it's the China virus, because they're putting out the false information. And so it's just... I don't know. It's hard when you're dealing with a country like China, because they're in control of whatever messaging they want to put out, whether it's true or not.
Well,
they have
let
no
them
pushback.
Be in control of almost everything.
And now the we're going to have to borrow money from them. Right. That's what's so frustrating about all of this.
Why don't they borrow money? They should. They owe us reparations.
Yeah,
they should be paying for us.
Yeah. Send them a bill.
Be a loan. Yeah, exactly.
So,
send them a bill.
Interesting, if you go back to 1918, Philadelphia and Baltimore didn't close things down, and they were the ones hardest hit during the Spanish flu.
We've seen a lot of those, if you want to go back
to the plague, the Black Plague, Henry VIII, I am, remember Henry VIII, had all those wives, stayed in his room, didn't allow anybody near him, and that's how he survived. So that's, you know, I think the whole business about physical distancing has some merit to it. All right, so that's the history for now. Now let's talk about Elon Musk and what's going on with him, Victoria.
Well, it's kind of interesting, because on Wednesday night, Elon Musk was obviously, he's very active on social media, and he's been following the news, and a lot of talk about ventilators has come up. And so Elon Musk, sort of out of the blue, said, we will make ventilators if there is a shortage. And that really sparked the interest of a lot of politicians, especially Mayor de Blasio from New York. He said, well, if you're going to make them, then New York is buying them. And he tweeted back saying, our country is facing a drastic shortage and we need ventilators ASAP. We will need thousands in the city over the next few weeks. We're getting them as fast as we can, but we could use your help. And then Elon Musk was pushed on it further by de Blasio saying, look, you know, if you're being serious about this, we're going to contact you. And so I guess Elon Musk wrote back and said, Tesla makes cars with sophisticated HVAC systems. SpaceX makes spacecraft with life support systems. Ventilators are not difficult, but cannot be produced instantly. Which hospitals have the shortages that you're speaking of? And then they went back and forth, and Nate Silver was involved in this as well. And so it looks like the latest is that de Blasio's office is in contact with Elon Musk and his people. And so we may end up having a Tesla-type ventilator that might be starting to be manufactured as soon as possible, which would be wonderful. A lot of companies are changing over their manufacturing to accommodate this pandemic. And I know one of the stories that came out of Europe last night was that Irish whiskey distillers are switching over to making hand sanitizer. And so just like the LVMH, the Louis Vuitton Moet Hennessy company, they're taking their perfume factories and making them into hand sanitizer factories now. And so Irish whiskey and gin distillers are going to be doing the same thing. I would not be surprised if we start to see that happening here as well. Any distillery can actually easily switch over and make the level of alcohol that is needed for hand sanitizer. And if there is a shortage, which I haven't found or seen a bottle of it, I don't know about you guys, but there is zero disinfectant anywhere on the Jersey Shore. So I think it would be really helpful if companies can switch over
their manufacturing. Yeah, they have started at least some. I was reading about a distillery in Pennsylvania that has started doing that as of this week. So I'm sure that other companies will start following suit later in the week. Yeah.
Are there people in the news? Evangeline Lilly, the actress, took a stand against taking herself out of the mainstream, the physical distancing that we're talking about. She wrote on Instagram, quote, just dropped my kids off at gymnastics camp. They washed their hands before they went in. They're playing and laughing. It's business as usual. In the comments section, some of her fans questioned why her children were still participating in extracurricular activities while much of the country is practicing this distancing we talk about. So she responded, quote, I'm living with my father at the moment, who has stage 4 leukemia. I'm also immune compromised at the moment. I have 2 children. Some people value their lives over freedom. Some people value freedom over their lives. We all make our choices. She finished off by saying, quote, we are right now where we are. It feels a lot too close to martial law for my comfort, all in the name of respiratory flu. So what did she suffer from when she was in Lost? Didn't she have some kind of...
Suffers from idiocy now, so I don't know what she had
then. The thing is I get it. I understand. We all think, why are we doing this? It's frustrating. But you know what? At this point, it's the reality. So you just follow the rules, and you see what happens, and you give it the 15
days. What about her father?
Right.
She's living with a stage 4 leukemia elderly man, and she doesn't think that she says she values her freedom over her life more. Like, what? I don't know.
I mean, we should. This is the thing. I mean, that's actually a very American statement. We should value our freedom over anything else. And, you know, and that's why I think a lot of these governors and mayors are stopping short at saying you have to, mandatory stay-home orders, because they don't want to say that word, mandatory. Mm-hmm. But so this should kind of bother us, I think, as Americans. But at the same time,
nobody's happy to be stuck at home. But when she says that, you know, she values the freedom over her own life, I think the frustrating thing for a lot of people is it feels like, no, you value your freedom over other people's lives.
Right. And that's the problem.
Other people's stuff.
If everybody else is playing.
It seems like
game.
An ego thing.
Yeah, that's an arrogant thing.
Right. Today is National Kick Butts Day. A day of, well, it could be...
We can't, from 6 feet.
a couple of these. But this is an anti-smoking thing, Jen. Teachers, children, leaders, health advocates all participate, coming together, organizing events. One wonders how that's going to... I mean, it's good to underscore
A lot of virtual events.
Tobacco-free.
Lots of online stuff today.
If there's ever a time when you do not want your lungs compromised, or you should be thinking about stopping smoking, then today is the day to do that. Stop smoking. We missed National Biodiesel Day this week, Victoria.
We did.
The movie Fuel is a documentary. This fellow, Josh Tickell, I think is how you pronounce his name. He's an environmental activist of sorts, exploring alternative energy sources, especially biofuels, a way for America to break free of its dependence on foreign oil. I paid $1.69, and then I paid $1.74 for gas the last couple of days.
Wow, that's cheap.
Across the Midwest. Well, that's what it should be. Oil is $30 a barrel. We all should be paying half what we were paying for oil 4 months ago. But you talk about people who are un-American, these God-blessed oil companies that can gouge the living crap out of us, and we still pay, you know, they're taking advantage of the situation. It's still $3.39, $3.49, $3.50.
Yeah, I haven't seen prices change in D.C. at all.
No,
at least around me, it's the exact same price.
Can you imagine how much profit? I want to make profit. I want to get myself free of dependence on anybody else, like a bank. But for God's sakes, have some
Do individual gas station owners set the price too?
It depends on whether whether they're owned by the company, or most of the mobile stations are company owned.
Because there's an independent gas station.
Independent. Yeah,
that's like a mile up the road, and it's not even. Like, no, it's more expensive.
Oh, it is. Well,
and,
so
yeah,
they can do their own thing. Yeah.
I guess they must just do their own thing, because when I started driving around, because it was 50 cents more a gallon, and a mile down the road, like a BP station, was 50 cents less. So I kind of just was wondering.
BP tends to be cheaper. Mobil is the Mobil Exxon, always most expensive gas. It's always 10 cents, 12 cents. 14 cents higher than everybody else, no matter where it is.
It's not by mistake that a lot of gas stations right by the freeway are...
Oh, no, that's all right.
Right,
exactly.
You know, $5 a gallon, and down the street it's $3.
Yep. So, anyway, something to be thinking about. All right, Jen, television news. What's the story with ESPN and this coronavirus exercise show? Is that what this is? What is this? It's called Ocho's Best Moments? What is that?
Chad, it's, what's his face?
What's his face? Okay.
I thought it was ESPN 8.
Oh, ESPN,
and they call it Ocho.
Sorry. I just saw the article that you guys sent. Yeah, so ESPN 8 is doing the Ocho with a full 24 hours of seldom seen sports. So if you're missing baseball and basketball and all the sports that have been postponed for a while, they're doing the Ocho, which is inspired by the movie with Vince Vaughn, Ben Stiller, Christine Taylor. Dodgeball, of course, was that movie, and they're doing cherry pit spinning, sign spinning, world sport cup stacking championships, as well as events like cornhole. So pretty much, I think if you're stockpiling marijuana, like we've heard, this might be the channel
all
for
of
you.
The weird sports that you didn't even know existed, they're going to be on for 24 hours straight.
All right.
So.
Nothing
Jen,
to do, though. What else are you
What's
doing?
On tonight?
All right, tonight... And this weekend, it's going to be a little short. But tonight, you've got a brand new episode of Shark Tank. There is a new episode of WWE SmackDown. I don't know what they're going to do about the live studio audience. That's on Fox tonight at 8. And then, Dougie, for you, the Blacklist mid-season premiere happens tonight. Yeah. Red is selling his art on NBC at 8 o'clock.
All right. With an onslaught of news on the global novel coronavirus, important to know where to turn for reliable information. Let's see what we get from Andy Solomon in that department.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, it's Tech Talk time here with a review of the top five technology stories from this past week. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We start with number five. We're going to go away to number one. Strange how that happens with a countdown. Number five is a focus on this premium offering of Headspace, and I think we need to kind of review what that is as we get started here, don't you think, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Headspace is a wonderful app. It's for mindfulness and guided meditation. It has sleep sounds. It has bedtime exercises. Everything in the Headspace app is designed to help you relax, manage your stress, help you sleep better, which obviously in times like these, sleep is the number one and most important thing that doctors are saying. Everyone needs to get between 7 to 9 hours. Hopefully, now that most of us are shuttered in place or whatever you want to call it, hopefully people can achieve that goal. And so Headspace is really paying attention to how many people are working overtime in our healthcare industry right now. And so they're offering the premium version of Headspace will be free for any healthcare provider who works in public health in the U.S. throughout the end of this year. And so we know that these healthcare professionals have been doing double shifts, sometimes triple shifts. We've seen the images of nurses sleeping on carts and in chairs trying to just catch up on their Z's. So all you need to do is just provide your national provider identifier, your NPI, and an email address, and Headspace, the premium version, will be free for you for the rest of the year. So I think that's a really nice thing that they're doing.
Number four, the release of a lot of films has been announced.
Yeah, if you're stuck at home, which is pretty much everyone's reality now, Universal Studios is planning to release some of the newest films that are actually still in the middle of their theatrical runs. This includes The Invisible Man, The Hunt, and Emma. They're all going to be released, and they're already available on digital platforms for $20. And so you can also rent the most recent Skywalker.
It's more expensive to bring them home than it is to go to the theater and watch them?
Well, if you think about it, it's $20 for the whole family. So it's $20 to rent it as opposed to buying all the individual tickets. The upcoming Trolls World Tour, that movie, is set for release on April 10th. Obviously, theaters are now pretty much shut down. So that's going to be available on digital platforms on April 10th as well. And so this is, you know, it's a big hit to the movie industry, like so many other industries, but the best thing that they can do is at least get it home on people's screens, and people will at least be able to pay for it and entertain their kids and the whole family.
All right, number three, as we count down to number one here, is a focus on Comcast and T-Mobile and what they're doing to help people who may be compromised and not have enough broadband to get what they need out of their computers and connections.
Well, like I said, everybody's home, which means the kids are home. They're on their own devices and doing schoolwork, or just, you know, people just trying to get their kids to just sit down and watch something. So obviously everybody's data use is going way up in every household. And so Comcast and T-Mobile have announced suspensions of their internet data cap policies in response to the coronavirus. They said that Comcast will no longer charge overage fees for home internet customers who go over the data cap. T-Mobile said it's removing all data caps for its mobile customers, which is important. AT&T and Verizon have taken similar measures. If you want to get the specifics of that, you can just go on to the website of whatever internet service provider you have, and you can see how this is going to be affecting you. In addition to suspending the data caps for 60 days, Comcast also says they're going to be making Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots free throughout the country. Now, with limited exposure to the public, I don't know where the hot spots are going to be now, but if you do need one, if you're on the road like you are, have been traveling a lot, if you're on the road, then it is a good thing to have, and it's also free.
Social media being pretty aggressive about the misinformation. That's number two this week.
The World Health Organization is actually calling it an infodemic, false or misleading info on the coronavirus, and there is a lot of it out there. And so all the social media platforms, Facebook, Google, Twitter, Instagram, less so Instagram, but more of the stuff you're seeing is on Facebook and Google, Google results and Twitter. And so all three of those companies have released blog posts saying that they're increasing the use of automated systems to help catch the misinformation. Obviously, they won't catch all of it, but they all have urged everyone, use some common sense. If you're going to look for new information on coronavirus, make sure you go right to the CDC website, go to your local government site, go to the state government, whatever it is, make sure it's an official site.
Number one is some of the email that is not correct.
This is about misinformation. This is a viral chain email that went around, and it's about a self-test for the coronavirus. If you hold your breath for 10 seconds, you're fine. If you don't cough, all this stuff is claimed to come from Stanford University. Stanford came out and said, this is not from us. This is total misinformation. Has nothing to do with us. And so just make sure if you're getting weird emails like this that you just ignore it.
All right, there it is, the overview of the top five items from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.